Conviction of sin. The first step in reconciliation to God is the conviction of sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. By the law is the knowledge of sin. In order to see his guilt, the sinner must test his character by God's mirror, which shows the perfection of a righteous character and enables him to discern the defects in his own. The law reveals to man his sin, but provides no remedy. It declares that death is the portion of the transgressor. The gospel of Christ alone can free him from the condemnation or the defilement of sin. He must exercise repentance toward God, whose law has been transgressed, and faith in Christ, his atoning sacrifice. Thus he obtains remission of sins that are past, and becomes a child of God. Is he now free to transgress God's law? Says Paul, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? John declares, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. In the new birth the heart is brought into harmony with God, into accord with his law. When this change has taken place in the sinner, he has passed from death unto life, from transgression and rebellion to obedience and loyalty. The old life has ended, the new life of reconciliation, faith, and love has begun. Then the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The language of the soul will be, O how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Without the law, men have no true conviction of sin and feel no need of repentance. They do not realize their need of the atoning blood of Christ. The hope of salvation is accepted without a radical change of heart or reformation of life. Thus superficial conversions abound, and multitudes join the church who have never been united to Christ.